Welcome to my weekly audiobook. This week, we're going to be talking about how to draw out natural leadership from you and others. Have you ever thought about what it truly means to be a leader? Often, we picture leaders as those with high-ranking titles or in positions of power. But what if that leadership is really something each of us is equipped to master? Despite the ancient urban legend that only certain people have what it takes, everyone can lead. That's not just a little feel-good tidbit, it's a powerful truth that reshapes our understanding of what it means to guide the way for others. In this audiobook, you'll explore how everyday people have sparked vast waves of change and how you can do the same. So, ready to uncover the leader within you? Let's get started. From grassroots to greatness, picture the faces of great leaders, entrepreneurs, and social movement organizers you know. Now, strip away the usual imagery of high status and polished Ivy League credentials and imagine young people, women, and individuals from humble beginnings in small towns. The truth is that authentic and radical leadership often blooms in the unlikeliest places and from the most unexpected people. The traditional search for leaders with flashy resume bling or celebrity status often overshadows a vital truth. Leadership isn't exclusive to the elite. History has shown us that many groundbreaking leaders and entrepreneurs didn't follow conventional paths. They had street smarts, creativity, and a knack for thinking outside the box. The real question we should be asking is not about where leaders come from, but their ability to connect, inspire, and mobilize people toward common goals. Northwestern Mutual Life's research on entrepreneurship underscores this, revealing that the best leaders often aren't academic stars, but possess qualities like self-reliance and critical thinking. The author's own experiences as CEO of the nonprofit Public Allies have shown him that young leaders from challenging backgrounds make significant community impacts. So much for redefining the face of leadership. Now, how do you incorporate the best practices to go with it? Well, cultivating leaders does not end with spotting potential. You have to nurture them well, so they become effective change makers. Community capacity is key to this, and it's built by engaging those at the margins. Just look at the Cincinnati-based leadership program called the Strive Partnership. Launched in 2006, the program has been dramatically improving high school graduation rates over the years, not by introducing new programs, but by enhancing coordination and collaboration among students. This approach, focusing on community building and systemic collaboration, drives sustainable solutions and a higher graduate rate throughout the region today. Leadership doesn't just belong to those with the privilege to exercise the upper echelon's best tools. It's also everyone else's right. Not convinced? Just turn to the author's personal story, which we'll uncover next. A zero-to-hero story. To illustrate that exceptional leadership is rooted in community engagement, let's consider a powerful personal story, that of the author himself. Paul Schmitz started as a self-perceived underachiever in a high-achieving Catholic middle-class family in Glendale, Wisconsin. He grappled with feelings of insignificance amid his family's accomplishments, leading him down a path of rebellion fueled by substance abuse. Facing a critical crossroads after his 16th birthday, he chose recovery, which marked the beginning of his turnaround. The journey was challenging. Struggling with sobriety and depression, Schmitz pushed through the rest of high school and into college. A pivotal summer in Milwaukee presented opportunities that helped him stay on track. A place to stay with a friend in recovery, and a gardening and chores settling job that provided financial stability. This particular period of his life fostered resilience, nurtured by a growing passion for environmental fundraising and public policy. Schmitz's commitment to self-improvement and seizing opportunities led to further academic and professional advancements, including a scholarship to Japan and a fellowship from the Johnson Foundation. These experiences and various jobs across industries paved the way for his eventual role as CEO of the leadership-focused nonprofit Public Allies. Schmitz's leadership at the company was transformative, to say the least. While refining the mission and developing new programs, Schmitz navigated the organization through significant challenges, learning from each trial and error. Under his guidance, Public Allies expanded in scope and influence, a testament to his evolving leadership approach. One of Schmitz's most notable contributions was recognizing and nurturing potential in others, mirroring his own journey. When Schmitz arrived, he and many other members of Public Allies had yet to see themselves as leaders. His story resonated within the organization, inspiring others to embrace their leadership potential. Schmitz's involvement in the Obama presidential campaign further solidified his commitment to inclusive leadership. His rise from humble beginnings to a position of influence demonstrates that leadership potential can really be found in unexpected places. The narrative of Schmitz's life underscores a crucial message. Leadership is not the exclusive domain of the privileged few. It is accessible to all willing to confront and overcome their struggles and commit to personal growth. Leading from the ground up, leadership isn't just a top-down affair. It's a grassroots movement that has shaped America from its inception. This leadership journey is deeply interwoven with the nation's democratic fabric, technology's evolution, and contemporary leadership theories. Consider the American Revolution, where ordinary citizens, like John Parker and his militia, played a pivotal role. Their actions, alongside those of the Founding Fathers, were crucial in realizing the American vision of democracy. This tradition continued through the Civil Rights Movement, underscoring that significant social changes often emerge from the bottom up, driven by the collective efforts of many. But what about today's world, where technology and diversity keep redefining the landscape? Technology is critical for organizing and leading change, from local neighborhoods to global issues. While critics argue that online interactions may foster weaker ties, the reality is nuanced. Technology can significantly enhance and accelerate community organizing, as seen in the author's experience building Public Allies Milwaukee, where he saw social networks accelerating interpersonal on-the-ground work instead of replacing it as people feared. On top of this, the rise of the millennial generation, characterized by a strong inclination toward teamwork, diversity, and digital fluency, is reshaping expectations and leadership participation methods, demanding more collaborative and inclusive approaches. And then there's the evolution of leadership theories. Gone are the days when leadership studies focus solely on great men. Today is a time of more inclusive, action-based models. Take the servant leadership model, developed by the late Robert Greenleaf. This model advocates for leadership rooted in service and empathy, reflecting a growing recognition of the importance of values-based leadership. Marshall Gans, on the other hand, describes leadership as enabling others to achieve shared goals. These evolving theories support the idea that effective leadership empowers communities and embraces collaborative, value-driven methods, moving away from the traditional elite-focused definitions of power and privilege. Modern leadership embraces technological advancements and evolving social dynamics, acknowledges the crucial role of community involvement in societal progress, and adapts to evolving theories. It should promote exclusivity, encouraging everyone to lead with the resources and knowledge they possess, no matter where or who they are. When in doubt, turn to ABCD Leadership thrives when it orbits around community involvement. Recognizing and mobilizing community assets isn't just an effective strategy. It's the cornerstone of enduring change. This kind of approach enhances diversity, inclusion, and collaboration, laying the groundwork for continuous learning and integrity. In the author's world, he calls it by a special name, Asset-Based Community Development, or ABCD. The ABCD approach works on the premise that the glass is neither half empty nor half full, but both simultaneously. The truth is, everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and someone's weaknesses shouldn't necessarily be dismissed, when really, they can be supported by the strengths of another. When we enter a relationship or community with a full versus empty mindset, we tend to be arrogant at best and oppressive at worst. But if we see everyone, including ourselves, as naturally both half full and half empty, we're able to be more empathetic toward each other because we know no one's perfect. Another key component of the ABCD approach is to avoid rehashing past conflicts to paint someone as wrong and you as right, even if you are right. While tempting, this habit leads you nowhere. We're all quick to define others only by their faults and failures because we avoid the truth, that people are complex. They're both empty and whole inside. As the author's friend, Mark, once said, "You can't define someone's life by the stupidest thing they've ever done. Ultimately, we're all imperfect, contradictory creatures, and that's okay." It's also important to reject the us versus them mentality and instead embrace the idea that everyone is a contributor. In this way, you can avoid categorizing people as wholly good or bad. Remember, everyone's complex. When you focus on others' culpability, you end up deflecting your own responsibility and you hinder inclusive and collaboration. Remember that these two traits are the secret sauce of community-driven leadership. One last tip. When implementing the ABCD approach, focus on assets instead of labels. We tend to put people we believe are wholly good on a pedestal and then get turned off when we inevitably spot glimpses of their empty side. Instead, you should remember that everyone, even your mentors, has shortcomings and will fail at something at some point. This way, you avoid unnecessary disappointment and learn more authentically in a community environment that sees the leader and the led as equal. Connecting across cultures. By now, we know that putting others in charge helps the modern leader sustain their communities holistically. And in today's increasingly diverse social dynamics, it pays to tap into leadership potential in many unlikeliest places. The author relies on two strategies to support potential leaders who can bridge societal divides: diversity and recognition of power dynamics. Let's start with diversity. Acknowledging that people come from diverse backgrounds sharpens your leadership skills. By paying attention to the fact that everyone has unique assets to contribute, you're already increasing community morale. The author employs this diligently in his recruitment approach at Public Allies. The company values potential beyond traditional credentials. They see promise in individuals from varied experiences. It doesn't matter if they are school dropouts, activists, or people who've faced enormous social challenges. And beyond race and gender, the author recognizes that experiences, skills, and perspectives are the golden nuggets behind authentic leadership. By embracing diverse backgrounds, it's much easier to understand societal power dynamics, which is the second strategy to unpack here. As a modern leader, you need to be ready to address power, privilege, and oppression issues. at Public Allies. The author encourages this practice through workshops and discussions where emerging leaders learn to recognize and challenge their biases. A notable example is the privilege walk exercise, where participants stand in a line and step forward or back based on prompts about their experiences. This exercise visually symbolizes and demonstrates disparities in privilege and encourages a profound reflection on personal experiences and societal structures. Embracing diversity while acknowledging power dynamics allows you to foster inclusive, empathetic communities capable of navigating the world's evolving landscape. As ever newer challenges loom over the horizon, the ability to lean into your natural leadership becomes more important than ever. To sum up, leadership is accessible and community-driven, transcending the traditional bubbles of power, inherited prestige, and status. It can also come from unexpected places, as the author himself can attest to, having journeyed from substance abuse to C-suite success. Leading in today's world doesn't mean wielding authority from above, but rather empowering others from below while prioritizing diversity and inclusivity. Ultimately, to be a leader is not just about effectively leading your pack, but also about learning from them as you progress. You can subscribe to my weekly audiobook. Check www.englishwithnab.info.